Hey, man.
I've got half of mine to slug you.
Man, hey.
I got half of mine to slug you. But I'm not going to. But no, he was like a big guy. And it was also, you know, he was black.
What?
He's so a big black guy.
Well, I guess you can't fight him.
Yeah.
This was Black History Month?
I think it had just ended. Hey, man. It's Women's History Month now.
Oh, this was me. Hey, I forgot, man. This was me.
Hey, it's Women's History Month now.
Something just like, hey,
and
come
so that's,
on, man.
Your month is over. Her month just began.
Man. Ah! Yeah.
But Bowsers. I don't. But no, he could have like taken me. This is like the. There are times where I'm like, man, I wish I had just. I wish like I was physically, so scary.
Well, sure, you know.
Times, but oftentimes, but there's been times that, I think me being, I think a lot of my life has been. I've benefited from being not scary.
Sure, sure. You know, they said the meek shall inherit the earth.
Yeah.
Why would you
but
change
I'm not
now?
Meek. You know, I'm not meek.
You're just physically.
I'm not meek.
You just
but
have
like
a,
physically.
You
I
just
am,
have a smaller frame.
You know, I could get. I could fold. I can get.
Which I
cracked.
Don't think is true. I just think you've never fought anybody.
Yeah.
But like you're like an in shape dude. Yeah, a fist fight in public, a lot of times it doesn't have to do with skill.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of skill.
Yeah.
You just gotta not get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Cause a fight, motherfuckers right. can't go past 3 minutes, man.
Yeah. No, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody. It's not an endurance thing.
It's not.
Yeah.
So you just never fought anybody, yeah. which is like cool, but yeah. I don't know. As a straight guy, you kind of gotta get into a fight.
Yeah,
that's like it's like your license to be straight.
It just feels like my time has passed for like a first fight.
Yeah, it's true.
31.
It is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. 31. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
like where would it?
Yeah, yeah. At the fucking. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows. What?
Like I'm gonna
Ice House you yeah. punch Adam Carolla. I'm talking shit to Adam Carolla. You, know, you come in there, you
I'm
deck at, Adam Carolla.
I'm at a fucking you know, a matinee screening of The Holdovers.
Put know. Hands on a guy.
Do you watch The Holdovers?
Dog, I haven't.
You
I
never
know
watched it?
And it's on Peacock. It's on. I gotta watch that like ASAP.
You gotta watch
it. I keep seeing the little preview, the trailer.
It's so good. It's such a warm, cozy movie.
Oh yeah.
I literally liked the Oscars. Yeah, I was like,
yo.
Yeah, they put on a good show.
That I was. Where was I? I think I was at.
Did you watch Poor Things?
I did not watch Poor Things, but I watched Al Pacino announce Best Picture. That was the only thing I saw.
Yeah, he got to it.
He got right to it.
He got right to it. We saw the nominees all night. We know what the nominees are.
I thought he was this, about
the
to
fact
like,
that anybody was mad that Al Pacino didn't say the nominees. It's like, what? Okay, they said it. They all night they would do a thing devoted to like.
You know what it is?
Oh, Best Picture later.
I
oh,
just didn't think. I thought he was gonna go off book crazy.
Yeah.
I thought he was about to say something like. Okay, so for those wondering, yes, I am fucking a 30-year-old. I thought he was going to bring it up.
I met his, dude, I was his ex-wife played my mom in Esther's movie.
Oh,
Beverly D'Angelo.
Yo, hey.
And we were really bonding.
That lady's sick.
She's awesome.
That's like a Law and Order legend.
Yeah. She's so cool. Like chain smoking. We were doing a lot of chain smoking. But yeah, she like has multiple kids with Al Pacino.
Crazy. Yeah. What are the Pacino kids up to? She getting it at it all?
I'm
sure. They playing lacrosse.
I'm sure they're living a great
life. They doing all right.
Life. Yeah.
That's good, man.
I mean, I'd imagine.
That makes me feel, that feels good to hear.
That Al Pacino's kids are doing all right. I'm sure that,
I'd be hurt if his kids was doing bad, man.
I mean, yeah, that is.
I'm tired of hearing about, you know, some famous person's kids doing terrible.
But like who?
I don't know.
They're all doing great.
Are they?
That's one of the like.
That is the perk.
Cheat codes.
Things is always kind of.
If you can just like. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole. Isn't that the reason why there's like. every month there's like a new article that's like, Nepo babies are getting a lot of jobs. Like every month there's a new article that's like, can you believe
they got another job, y'all?
People that were born
got another job. Turns out,
can you believe? Now imagine, if you will. So get this. And it's like, I don't, yeah, all right. I mean, yeah. Like, I don't, getting like,
hey, yeah.
And then I do think that when people talk about that too much, that feels like, oh, you're like,
yeah,
that's an excuse.
You just got to move on.
And it's like, yeah, no, like, yeah, that is, the world is not a meritocracy.
Yeah.
Some people have it easier.
Tom Hanks is, that's how, the, yeah, it's yeah. Like, and if you're hiring people, like, yeah, I do kind of want to. I think I'd rather work with Tom Hanks's kid than this other nigga. I don't know.
That is, did Adam tell you about when he was in town? Like when he got to LAX?
No.
He like texted Chet Hanks.
Oh, just let him know. Just to check in?
Just to be like, hey, well, joke, he was like, hey, can you pick me up at LAX? And then Chet was like, absolutely.
Actually, yeah.
It pulls up in a Bentley truck.
Yeah.
Bentley truck, no plates.
Hey!
Goes to like.
Fucking.
Takes him to In-N-Out. Like,
I like that.
Opens up his glove compartment, shows him this like.
Got a nice gun.
Glock.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to have a gun. If you don't got plates on your shit and you also don't have a gun, what are you doing?
No.
You're playing. You're play pimping.
He's like not. He's. I don't know. I haven't met the guy, but.
Yeah.
Everything Adams told me. It's interesting that Chet Hanks went on Eric Andre and Adam Friedland and had a much different experience with both. Like hates Eric, loves Adam.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because you think
publicly.
You think off the patois.
You know, I mean that's like one of the. I mean, Chet. Chet's like a testament to just like not if you never back down.
Yeah, then you'll kind of
never, you know.
That's true.
I mean, because nobody is who was really mad about the patois.
I mean, it's just like a few. I don't even know if anybody actually Jamaican was mad.
Right.
I don't remember.
I think that.
Yeah.
Because he's good at it. That's the thing. If you're good at it.
They'll let you rock.
Yeah.
There's literally a white guy making a fucking dance hall track on TikTok every day in my phone.
Yeah.
You know that one redhead guy?
I don't know.
Where he looks like he's about to like bust a fucking blood vessel in his head. He's just like screaming.
Yeah, I think we have different TikToks.
When me fuck pussy, pussy get red. Y'all know this guy?
No, can you pull that up?
Yo, this guy is crazy.
So they're trying to ban. So the house. So this brings us to some new news.
Yeah.
The House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly in favor of banning TikTok, which I don't think they should do that.
It does seem like an overcorrection.
Because they're concerned about the Chinese.
And it's like, y'all waited. Like, TikTok was actually dangerous like 4 years ago.
Right. Well, we now already,
yeah. It's done.
You could have done this when it was called Musical.ly.
Mm.
You know, you remember that?
Damn. I thought it was, what was the other one called? Triller.
Or maybe it was, yeah. No, Triller.
But they're different.
Triller
was a different one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's too, we're too far gone. They have it already.
They already have it.
What do you, what are we going to, we're going to change the rules now? We're going to be like, oh, I'm, like, oh, no, oh, like, What they call running to base or whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's like
they have it. They have all of our shit.
And what if we,
I don't care. What is China going to do with my shit?
That America couldn't do 10 times worse.
Not to sound like, I don't want to sound like one of those guys that during the Bush administration was like, go ahead, tap our phones. I don't have anything to hide. What are you know?
But that is me.
But I don't feel that like, I don't feel that way.
From that point.
But I'm just like, I'm more concerned with Zuck. I'm honestly more concerned with Zuck than I am with China. in terms of my personal life, in terms of me in my apartment right now.
True. I mean, they're both doing the same thing. Yeah. I don't see a difference. Both of these entities are trying to get me to buy a new shower scrubber thing.
Mm-hmm.
They just want me to buy shower scrubbers.
Yeah.
And if I don't buy them,
then
I won't have one. I'm safe.
You're still like, and you're really safe because you're on, you're like a physical media guy.
Yeah.
Nobody's. Oh, fuck yeah. Whoa. That's good. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, he seems like he's good at it.
He looks like he just asked me to fill out some information on a on a shoot, some set I was on. He looks like
yeah.
He looks like he just asked me
what's
my
his
social
name?
Security.
What's this guy's
number.
Name?
I don't even know.
Do you know this guy's name?
Nah, white ass guy.
Wait, is it easy?
I just type in white reggae man.
How do I pause this real quick?
Yes.